when Michael Wan took office at the USGA, that one of the first things he did was go around and visit some of the original clubs that were original members of the USGA, and that he encouraged all of those clubs to, and hopefully at some point in the future, host a USGA championship again. And was that perhaps where this idea got rolling to host these two events that you've been selected for?
Well, Mike did come by. We had a very nice reception for him when he was making his tour last year. And it's been pretty clear, I think, to everybody that one of his goals has been to raise the profile of the women's game and USGA's commitment to it. We talk to the USGA pretty regularly about future events. And we were in the middle of some discussions about a future event with them. And this Mike's hiring just accelerated that. We want to show this golf course off to the best players in the world. And we had the Walker Cup, as you know, in 2005, and the members really loved that event. And we were anxious to have that back. And when the idea of a women's open surfaced after Mike's trip to see us, we felt like that's, if we can't have a U.S. Open, we'd like to have a women's open. And so those discussions proceeded, and here we are.
Well, at some point, the rumors were flying that a U.S. Open, potentially as early as 2028, could be awarded to your club. But there was some thought that with the overall big size footprint that comes with a tournament like that and some of the changes that might have to be made on the golf course, it just didn't seem to be a real logical option for the club at this time.
We'll have to see how the club and the course fares with these events, the discussions that we've always had with USGA about playing anything at Chicago Golf. Is one of the reasons people want to come to Chicago Golf is they want to play the Rainier Golf Course, and that's making big changes to the course is inconsistent with that idea. You know, Tees can always be moved around, but the rest of the golf course is what people want to play. So that was always going to be an issue with any event that would be brought to Chicago Golf.
Have you or anybody at the club studied how they made the U.S. Open work at Marion in 2013? Obviously, there was a lot of the overall tournament atmosphere is not on the course because they just simply didn't have a lot of acreage, and it was in surrounding areas. And there was a lot of thought at the time that after they pulled it off there, that some of the older clubs that didn't have a lot of acreage and a lot of room for all the hospitality and things right on site could make a U.S. Open happen again. Has your club ever looked at how they pulled that off and studied that to see what you could potentially do at Chicago Golf?
Well, we all looked at Marion, and all I know is we've got 200 acres to Marion's considerably less, and you know, the Open that's coming up in L.A., next year, my understanding is that they're bringing down the size of the patrons crowd to something in the maybe near 20,000. And we've already seen 20,000 for a women's open in Lancaster years ago. So I think the USGA, they looked at our facility outside the ropes as they contemplated this women's open, and they're clearly looking for a crowd considerably larger over the next few years than has been the case recently. And they've concluded we have what it takes outside the ropes to host a big event. So I don't think outside the ropes is an issue for us.
Well, I have to ask you, I'm assuming that since you're going to be hosting these events, that the overall championship week went over well with the club when you hosted in 2018 the inaugural U.S. Senior Women's Open.
Yeah, that I think there were some members that were not as enthusiastic as others going into it. But after the event, everybody agreed it was a great event. And the impact of that event on our club and our course was minimal. And the fun that everybody had in just watching the senior women make it around the course and what fun they had, it was a delight for our members. So that whole experience and the experience we had with the Walker Cup before have made our members a lot more interested in continuing this long tradition in a even bigger way with the Women's Open. You know, we've hosted a dozen USG events over the years, and that's just part of what Chicago Golf, that's one of the traditions at Chicago Golf that we want to continue and we're going to continue.
Well, in looking at the press release that was put out by the USGA, they say that you've done some restoration work to the golf course, and I'm assuming this is since the U.S. Senior Women's Open, and you actually added some bunkers that you found in the original drawings going all the way back to Seth Rayner's work in 1923. I know Tom Dulk was a consulting architect for the club for a while. Was Tom and his people involved in that work, or
Tom's still our consulting architect, and we've been doing the work on the golf course for a few years now, starting, I guess, in 18 and 19, restoring and improving the drainage system around the course, all in advance of what we knew was coming with respect to our irrigation system needing to be replaced. Once we started focusing on that, it was easy to start focusing on the bunkers and all the drainage that relates to them. So we packaged a project up to restore all of the 113 bunkers that we had, 115. And in that process, we did, with the help of our historian, John Moran, come across some, well, even in 1917, early draft plan by Rayner, but some basically early 1923, maybe contemporary drawings, which showed many more bunkers. And in that process, we put 13 of the original Rayner bunkers back into play. And it's interesting, you know, I've read much about how our course was built back in the day. Bunkers, the drainage layer in the bunkers was made out of cinders, which was a cheap aggregate here available in Chicago. So as we started in on the bunker restoration project, all we had to do was dig down, find the cinder layer, and then follow it. And so that's obviously how we found the location of the bunkers that have been taken out over the years, but also the original size and shape of the bunkers as they were laid out in 1923. So the bunkers got considerably bigger. Several of them, the shape changed. They got deeper. And then you think of the bunker faces, these flat bottom bunkers that we have, 100 years of throwing sand up on top of the bunker faces. The bunker faces got much more shallow. So we dug down to the original undisturbed surface. And so now the bunkers are deeper, bigger, and steeper. And it's been an adjustment for our members, but that's the way it was built, and that's the way we like to play it.
Can you tell me, I know at one time I had met your superintendent, John Jennings. I know John's moved on to Shinnecock, and yep. I believe you've brought in a gentleman who actually did work at Marion. Is that correct? Is he still there?
Yep. Scott Bordner was John's successor. And Scott's moved on. This must be Craig's third season. So Scott Bordner is now the superintendent for the Union League clubs of Philadelphia, which has, I could be wrong, two or three golf courses associated with that club. And it was an offer that Scott couldn't refuse, and takes him back home and gives him a bigger platform to work with. And Craig Smith, who was Scott's first assistant for a couple of years, is now our superintendent and has been doing a great job. Craig, actually, we lost Scott right at the start of our restoration project. So Craig had a trial by fire and he did great. And members are really happy with the way it all turned out. I guess I should say one other thing about the restoration. The other thing we did was, using a lot of the old aerials, was restore most of the original Rainer fairway lines so that they run into the bunkers. And most interestingly for the members is runoff areas around the greens and behind the greens that don't have bunkers, and where balls would roll off a green and get hung in the rough a few feet away from the green. Now, in many cases, it's 20 yards away from the green if they roll off. So it's changed the complexion of a few of our holes.
Would you anticipate, really, other than perhaps moving a tee box around or adding one or two, to have to do anything more to the golf course in advance of these events?
Nope. That would be just about what we would think is. And we made a couple of adjustments to the tees for the Senior Women's Open, and tees is something that we're open to dealing with, and they're easy to put in, they're easy to take out, and that's all that we have in mind, other than probably making some adjustments to the length of our rough, our first cut. We don't really have an intermediate cut. They might want to let us grow that out, but that's 11 years away.
Well, I know one of the great things about your club is just the way they have maintained the outstanding look and presentation inside your clubhouse. And for those of us who were there at the Walker Cup, if I recall correctly, I believe you had to bring in some portable air conditioning because the clubhouse didn't have it at the time. But might there be any restoration work inside the clubhouse, even though it always seems to retain the test of time and its style and dignity?
Well, interestingly, when we closed the golf course in Labor Day of 20, we also closed the clubhouse, and our house committee has been working probably at that point in time 3 to 4 years in organizing a project to basically restore the clubhouse to address the mechanical, electrical, plumbing, fire safety systems. And the clubhouse went through a major renovation and restoration over that winter. And as part of that, air conditioning was added, so no need for you to bring your fan next time, or for us to bring in anything portable. The clubhouse looks like the day it was built, only better. So you would recognize it completely. The restoration was done really with the aim of adding some modern conveniences, but not changing the character of the building whatsoever. And I think we accomplished that goal. I think having the clubhouse restored in that way had a good deal to do with the USGA's increased interest in coming back to Chicago Golf.
Well, I know that I enjoyed the work area they had for the media folks at the U.S. Senior Women's Open. I do have to believe that the upcoming events that you'll have will probably draw a little more press at the time, but the setup was really good, and I think that it'll be great to see championship play up close and be able to work up close to the golf course if that's the setup they still have in mind about 10-11 years from now.
You know, I think the U.S. Women's Open 10 years from now is going to bear a lot more resemblance to the to the U.S. Open of a few years ago than you can imagine. It's the world's leading international women's tournament, and with all the increased interest in women's sports across the board, this is going to be a big event for Chicago, and it's going to be a wonderful event for Chicago golf.
You know, the USGA tells us that the club has actually hosted championships now in three different centuries, and I don't know of any other club off top of my head that probably has done that. Maybe there is a couple of the older ones, but
Shinnecock.
Yeah,
I think it's just Shinnecock.
How much pride do you take in having that honor?
There's no talking about Chicago Golf and the USGA without talking about them together, because we got started in 1892. We moved to Wheaton in 1895. As you know, C.B. McDonald was one of the motivating forces for even forming the USGA. So our relationship with the USGA has been very close for the entire life of both our organizations. So that is a point of pride for our members. And this is a new event for us. We have not hosted a Women's Open yet, and we are very much looking forward to doing that.
Well, I have to believe, looking at the history of what you have hosted, that whether it's the pros or whether it's the amateurs, that whether it's the men, whether it's the women, the club really takes a lot of pride in the variety of championships that it's hosted over the years.
Yep, we certainly do, and we're looking forward to these two coming back.
Well, I know the Walker Cup was an outstanding event to be at. I was there in 2005, and of course I was there in 2018, and I know that Laura Davies has already been quoted as calling the championship she won there perhaps the highlight of her career, and of course we all know that she's won a lot of tournaments over the years, and I gotta believe that anybody who wears a medal from winning a USGA championship is pretty special, but it's even more special when they do it at the Chicago Golf Club.
Well, the folks at the USGA tell us that at every level, but particularly the pros, it means something to them where they win their events. And Chicago Golf, with its history, I think is very important to anybody who comes and plays here. And as I said, we're just happy that this has all come together.